AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is documenting potential war crimes by Russian forces in Ukraine. AP Sagar Magani has a story.
President Biden puts the blame for what he calls atrocities in Ukraine squarely on Vladimir Putin.
A murderous dictator. A pure thug.
A day after the president called Putin a war criminal.
Personally, I agree.
Blinken says intentionally targeting civilians is a war crime.
After all the destruction of the past 3 weeks, I find it difficult to conclude that the Russians are doing otherwise.
And they'll face massive consequences if that's the case. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rescue workers search for survivors in ruins of a theater blown apart by a Russian airstrike in Mariupol. Russia's military denies bombing the theater or any place else in the city. National Transportation Safety Board says a 13-year-old was driving the pickup truck that struck a van in West Texas in a fiery collision that killed 9 people, including the child, a man in the pickup, 6 members of a college golf team, and their coach. And this from KOSA, NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg talks about a possible cause of the head-on crash.
It appears, at this point in the investigation, that the left front tire, which was a spare tire, had failed, which resulted in the vehicle pulling hard to the left and crossing into the opposing lane.
2 people are dead, 2 others wounded in a shooting inside a transit bus outside police headquarters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Acting Police Chief Luis Alvarez tells WPLG the bus driver took steps to save as many people as possible.
I can tell you that the bus driver in this particular case, her quick actions, I am sure, saved lives. So kudos to her. She deserves to be applauded for her actions.
The shooting suspect surrendered to police. This is AP News. A Salem, Oregon man faces federal charges of running a ghost gun operation and swapping counterfeit OxyContin pills made of fentanyl and heroin for other firearms. The Oregonian Oregon Live reports that ATF agents working with Salem police seized 63 firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition from Tyler Ray Harnden. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame refuses Dolly Parton's request to be left off the ballot.
Jolene. Dolly Parton withdrew her nomination for induction into the Rock Hall earlier this week because she felt she had not earned that right. The Rock Hall's response is, that's up to its voters to decide. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation says in a statement it sent out the ballots to its 1,200 general voters earlier this month. That includes Parton's name and 16 other acts. The voting body consists of musicians and industry insiders. The foundation says from the beginning, rock and roll has had roots in R&B and country, and it's not about any one genre, but a sound that moves youth culture. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.